This third presentation, What You Can Do in Your Parish, is given by Milo Shannon Thornberry.
In today's session, we want to look at what you can do in your parish. Now, we've already said that the decisions of families and individuals are necessary if anything's really to change within the practices and the ways we view Christmas. If those decisions by families and individuals are to be made, the church has a critical role. Now, actually, that statement's not completely true. The truth is that many people have been changing the ways that they celebrate Christmas without leadership from their parish. Often they've done it by themselves, isolated, and alone. One of the things that we've discovered at Alternatives over the years is progressively turning up people who essentially have been practicing an alternative Christmas but doing it in the closet, feeling that they were alienated from their congregation on this and perhaps even their friends. Maybe we ought to say, if the decisions of individuals and families are to be made, the church can play a critical role. Indeed, if it's not the church's business to challenge the way we celebrate Christmas, then whose business is it? I suggest that as you contemplate what you can do in the parish, that you think a long time about it, because it's not an easy decision. When you think, for example, about the prospects for making changes in your own family and maybe what you went through with your own family, you multiply the kinds of resistance that you experienced in your own family and your larger family to new and different ways of celebrating Christmas, and you can imagine what you're likely to encounter when you begin to approach your parish with a proposal to change the way that we celebrate Christmas. I guess part of the issue is that the church often mirrors popular culture. We like to think of ourselves as, when we're in the church, as being away from the world, not subject to the pressures of the world, and a place at which we can sort of get a perspective on what we do out in the world. And yet, as a matter of fact, what often happens is that our life together in the church or in the congregation is a mirror image of the values and the practices of the society around us. For example, last year, when we were planning the Alternative Christmas campaign, we had had some sense that in the previous year's campaigns, we had not quite hit the mark. We had talked about different ways to celebrate Christmas. We had offered alternatives, even provided graded educational materials for church school classes to celebrate in different ways. But we came to the conclusion that we needed Advent, as a time of preparation, a time of reflection, a time for self-examination, and that if somehow we could return to Advent as a time for reflection and preparation, we might have some hope to change the way that we celebrate Christmas. I don't know the way it is in your parish, but in some of those that I'm familiar with, and including my own, the significance of Advent, rather than inaugurating a period of self-examination and disciplined reflection, what Advent often is, it sets off 4 weeks of unmitigated Christmas celebrating before Christmas. We have church school parties, we have church parties, we have Christmas cantatas 3 weeks before Christmas. Christmas dinner at one congregation that I'm familiar with takes place 3 weeks before Christmas, partly because they don't want to get in anybody's way scheduling Christmas. All of these are celebrating Christmas, and they're doing it during Advent. I wondered often whether this, what I perceive to be a progressive moving of the celebration of Christmas in the church into Advent, further and further, earlier into Advent. Is this just a result of the commercialization of Christmas? That is, the Christmas hype begins on TV in October. Is this a response of the church to that, that we've got to get our activities going and our celebrations going in the church earlier? Or does what we do in the church in this regard make us actual participants in the Christmas hype? That by our failure to observe Advent as a time of reflection, discipline, reflection, preparation, maybe what we do is actually encourage that Christmas frenzy and encourage it earlier and earlier each year. I think in this year, whichever way you answer that question, the point is these activities are mirror images of the popular cultural preparation to celebrate Christmas. Advent, in fact, is lost in any sense other than the beginning of Christmas celebration 4 weeks before Christmas. Now, I hope I haven't scared you off from taking some initiative in your parish. Now, lest you be discouraged by what I've said about the difficulties you might encounter in approaching the parish, let me say some things on the positive side about this, and I hope convincing. In the first place, Christmas is a holy day in our institution. Now, I want to be careful in the way I use that word. We don't own Christmas. The birth of Christ, the celebration of Christ, belongs to whoever wishes to celebrate it. But it's a day that the church has set aside. It is to be a holy day. We've got that going for us. I think the second thing that we have going for us is that many of the people that are in the parish are already concerned just as you are. They've experienced the same kind of frustrations with their commercialized celebration of Christmas, and in fact, they may be simply looking for the parish to take some leadership and encouraging them to change the way that they celebrate. I think there's another reason why we ought to look to approaching the parish. That is that the parish has resources. Now, I want to be clear about what we're saying here. Fundamentally, the fundamental resource that the parish has is that in faith, we understand the conflict between faith and popular culture. That's present within the resources of the congregation, to understand the tension that always exists between what faith requires and between what society or popular culture tells us is okay. We have that resource, and maybe that's the most important resource. Of course, even that resource is in danger, too, of being submerged within the general commercialism of Christmas. Doris Jansen Longacre, the author of the excellent book Living More with Less, talks about the church's sense of itself in society. And she quotes a New Testament professor who warns, if the church in the United States does not understand that it exists in a pagan society, the church will have nothing to say. Wow. That sense about the tension, about the conflict between faith and culture is present within the resources of the church, and it ought to be tapped for this, and it can be tapped. As a part of this and beyond this, the parish has other resources. One is it has the means to organize, to do something. There are committees, there are classes that can be approached to talk about different ways to celebrate Christmas. There's also the worship, is the time in which all of the themes of faith and the conflict of cultures can be raised. The whole issue about the way that we celebrate Christmas can and should be dealt with in sermons, homilies, in worship. Our whole worship experience ought to provide strength and resourcefulness for dealing with Christmas in a different way. More than that, there's also the educational facilities of the church. Those facilities offer the possibility of classes and various kinds of study. So that one of the reasons why you ought to approach the parish is that the church has unique resources that are available which can be activated to support a change in the way that we celebrate Christmas. Now there's a final reason why I would suggest that you ought to approach the parish, and that is that it's been done. It has been done. Alternatives started its annual Christmas campaign for congregations. Simply a campaign to encourage congregations, Protestant, Catholic, Orthodox, to exercise leadership in challenging their congregations to talk about Christmas in a new and different way and to encourage their members to begin to celebrate Christmas in a different way. It can be done. Churches are doing it. So what can you do in your parish? First of all, you can challenge the parish to consider new ways to celebrate Christmas. And I would submit that the first step in that is to find some people in the congregation that have similar concerns. Go to the pastor, the priest. Talk to them about your concerns about Christmas, the kind of concerns that we've been talking about throughout these sessions. Maybe you're a member of a church school class that would be interested in looking at this issue, and you might initiate it and do a series of study sessions with them about what Christmas is, what Advent is, what it means to approach Christmas. There are appropriate committees in the church that you can approach to talk about involving the parish in an alternative Christmas program. But find the people that have similar concerns. Go to them and talk about what the next steps are. Find out the points of entry in the parish and where you can start. Now the next word is one that may be hard if you're hearing this in November. But the word is to begin early. Plan early. The summer is not too early to begin to get people together to talk about what you want to do in Advent and Christmas. It's not too early to begin with meet with church school teachers to talk about what kinds of things that they can do at Christmas and in Advent. It's not too early to begin planning the actual activities that you will do in the fall. One of the things that you ought to do is to set a special day aside, a special Sunday aside, in October or early November. Now, I say this with some care. I suggest October or early November because it's well before Advent, and it's also well before people usually have their Christmas plans set in concrete. One of the things that happens when you begin to talk about all the different things that we might do that are more appropriate ways to celebrate Christmas, if you do that after everybody's bought their Christmas gifts, they've set all their Christmas plans in motion, after all the church school parties have been scheduled and the Christmas dinners have been scheduled, you run the risk of creating both anger and guilt in people to make changes that they might not feel free to make. And that's why it's important to begin early. But to plan for a special day, work with the worship committee and the parish, the parish priest, pastor, to arrange this. Set a theme for the day. Maybe you might want to call it preparing to celebrate the birth of Christ, or more dramatic, whose birthday is it anyway? Planning to celebrate the birth of Christ. But set aside a special Sunday when this can be the focus and make it early in October or at the latest in early November. I said that if you're hearing this in October, this may come strictly as judgment. Don't take it so. There are things that you can still do, and maybe what you have to do is begin to plan now for next year. But think as we talk about what you can do in the parish, even at this point, if it's November, there are things that you can do. There are things that can be done in worship, during Advent, in church school classes. You may just not have as much planning time or lead time. You can save those for next year. Well, what can you do on this special Sunday that you set aside to challenge the congregation to consider celebrating Christmas in a different way? And the first thing you can do, and probably the most important, is to see that everyone possible is involved. See that every facet of the parish is involved. The different classes, the different committees, worship, education, see that they're all involved in some way in planning for this special Sunday. Also see that all the members of the parish are involved. Most every parish has some kind of a newsletter. In the newsletter that goes out before this special Sunday, write a piece about an alternative Christmas. Talk about the kinds of things that you might want to do and the things that are going to happen on this Sunday. Tell people to come to begin their preparation for Christmas. In the church school sessions on that Sunday, you might have special classes that talk about different parts of how we can prepare to celebrate Christmas differently. We often use the Celebration Revolution of Alexander Scrooge, the latter-day version of the Christmas story with Scrooge, in which a young Scrooge in this country with a family meets the ghosts of celebrations past, present, and future. And as you might expect, his celebration patterns and those of the family of which he's a part are changed. This is kind of a light and general introductory way to get into changing celebrations. You might want to use something like that. There are other films that are available. Do something on that Sunday in the church school classes so that especially the children are alert to some new things are going to happen this year with Christmas, and they're exciting. The worship service, the Mass on that Sunday, is also particularly important, and especially the homily or the sermon on that day. That's the point at which the priest, the pastor, can issue a challenge to the members to consider changing the way that they celebrate and to offer the support and approval of the church for making our Christmas celebrations less commercial, making them more humane, making them more Christ-centered. Now, it may be that you might want to consider using a story that we sometimes use either as a children's sermon or as the sermon itself. Or perhaps maybe you might want to use this in the church school classes with children. I think you'll see that the story is not just for children, though. Lutheran pastor Arlie Fadness in South Dakota sent us this extract from a sermon. And it's really a story, and it's called Jason's Birthday. I want to share it with you. Now, in the land of puzzling tales, there lived an 8-year-old boy by the name of Jason. Now, in this land and in the neighborhood where Jason lived, the unexpected always happened. Instead of football, children played knee-ball. Instead of children going to school, the teachers were busy going to homes. And in the summertime, it was not uncommon to see water freeze. And in the wintertime, leaves often grew on trees. It was a strange, funny place. One incident in the land of puzzling tales stands out when it was time for Jason's 9th birthday. And as usual, the unusual happened. Jason's grandparents came from their home across the state to help celebrate. But of course, when they got to Jason's neighborhood, They immediately went to the Browns down the street and visited and stayed there. When Jason's mother baked the birthday cake, she gave it to the letter carrier to eat. And when all the neighborhood kids heard it was Jason's birthday, they exchanged gifts with one another. But of course, Jason got none. There was a blizzard of birthday cards. The post office had to hire extra workers and work longer hours to handle the deluge of cards. Of course, in the land of puzzling tales, the expected was the unexpected, and all the kids, the moms, dads, grandparents, and even a couple of dogs and a parakeet got cards, while poor Jason got none. Finally, at about 9 o'clock, in a fit of frustration and anger, Jason went out of his house, borrowed the school cheerleader's megaphone, and rode up and down the street on his unicycle and shouted at the top of his lungs, "Whose birthday is it anyway?" And the night was so silent that all night long echoes bounced off the mountainsides. Whose birthday is it anyway? Whose birthday is it anyway? The baby Jesus will be captured again this year and held ransom for millions of dollars. This year, Americans will surrender more than $20 billion from the stores to buy gifts to swap. But it's Jesus' birthday. Jesus ought to receive the gifts. You remember what Jesus said, "Inasmuch as you have done it to the least of these, my brethren, you've done it to me." We give to Jesus when we give to the poor, the weak, the hungry, the homeless, the refugees, and the prisoners. It'll be a great birthday celebration when God's people begin in earnest to give once again to Jesus. For after all, it is His birthday, isn't it? You might want to consider using Pastor Fadness's sermon or writing one of your own to get the sense of what you want to talk about at Christmas and what Christmas ought to be and some rearranging of priorities. The critical thing about the special Sunday in October or early November is to sound the call and to sound a new direction so that people can begin to respond. Now, what you don't want to do is just to walk away from that special Sunday and leave everything until Advent. You need to follow up what you do on that special Sunday with a letter or maybe a piece in the newsletter that talks about what happened, that holds up plans for Advent, maybe special classes that'll be had at the church or the Christmas service and how that relates is going to relate to the alternative Christmas celebration. Some word ought to be said in this letter or newsletter to encourage people to talk with their families, to begin at that point to consider how they're going to celebrate in their own homes. You may want to encourage them to do an inventory. Remember in the last session we talked about doing a cost analysis inventory of what we spent on Christmas last year. You might want to design some kind of inventory and give that to the people at that time and suggest that when they look at the total of what they spent last year, invite them to take 25% of what they spent last year and make that a birthday gift this year that they offer to the parish's ministry to the hungry, thirsty, the naked, those prisoners. It's important to understand and important that you help the members of the parish to understand what we're talking about in this 25% of what we spent on last year's Christmas is not a way to make up the budget of the parish. It's not a way to raise money. What we're talking about is a way for families to offer birthday gifts in honor of the birth of Christ and to take a significant portion, whether it's 25% or whatever. There's nothing magic about 25%. but to take a significant part of what they spent on their Christmas last year and offer that this year as a birthday gift.
This concludes this presentation.